KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, light rain. It's 58 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 9/100ths of an inch of rainfall this morning here at the KJAN studios. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms through midday, a high around 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The severe thunderstorm watch that was in effect until 10 a.m. has been canceled. A man wanted on several arrest warrants led Council Bluffs police on a foot pursuit that eventually led to the suspect jumping into the Missouri River. According to Bluffs police, at around 9:40 p.m. Tuesday, officers noticed a man walking in the area of 901 North 35th Street. They recognized him as 22-year-old Devin Hunt of Council Bluffs, who had several warrants out for his arrest. Officers approached Hunt, ordered him to stop, and advised him that he was under arrest. He disregarded their orders and attempted to elude officers on foot. Hunt climbed a fence and ran across Interstate 29 into the tree line on the south side of the Missouri River. Officers set up a perimeter and began to search the area. Council Bluffs police were assisted by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol. Officers located Hunt in the area, and as they approached him, he ran into the Missouri River. He then swam out about 40 yards and grabbed onto a log, refusing officers' commands to come back to shore. The Council Bluffs Fire Department deployed their water rescue boat, and with the assistance of Council Bluffs police, were able to pull Hunt from the water. Officers took Hunt into custody and transported him to Mercy Hospital, where he was treated and released for possible hyperthermia. He was then transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and charged with eluding a police officer, and on the following warrants: harassment in the first degree, criminal mischief in the third degree, eluding a police officer, and harassment in the third degree. Police in Creston say the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Creston has reported a bad cashier's check was presented in cash. The check was cashed on April 11th and later found to have been fraudulent. The loss was estimated at $1,720. Police in Creston said yesterday two people had been arrested on separate charges Monday evening. 36-year-old Thomas Reno of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of a protective order. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting bond. And 25-year-old Cinnamon Williamson of Creston was arrested Monday on a Union County warrant for harassment of the first degree. She was later released on $2,000 bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding the person or persons responsible for the theft of an ATV. The white 2014 Honda Foreman Rubicon was stolen from a farm building site near 140th and Chestnut, or about 4.5 miles south of Coon Rapids, sometime late Friday night. The theft was reported Saturday. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has donated $1,000 to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA's 2016 annual campaign as a Chairman's Roundtable member. Officials of the Y say thank you for answering the call. Every gift makes a difference. Everyone has a role to play, and thank you to Trevor's family and the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund for playing that role. They said together with the people and organizations like the T. Fred Memorial who answer the call, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA can achieve so much more, and if you'd like to donate to the annual campaign, you can stop at the front desk at the Y, or for more details, call Michelle at 243-3934. The Iowa Transportation Commission met Tuesday in Ames and approved a RISE, or Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, grant application for the city of Manning. Officials say nearly $260,000 from the city's share of the RISE fund was approved for a local development grant to assist in paving of about 1,101 feet of Commercial Street located on the west side of Manning. The project was deemed necessary to provide improved access to four lots totaling more than 18 acres for industrial purposes. The project is expected to be completed by November of 2017. The RISE program was established to promote economic development in Iowa through construction or improvement of roads and streets. Iowa cities and counties are eligible for funding in the form of a grant, loan, or a combination of those elements. Officials of the Exarban Foundation have announced Ward Umbaugh of Adair is one of 50 students from seven states, including 16 Iowa students, named as a 2016 winner of the Exarban Ag Leaders Scholarship. Other scholarship winners from southwest Iowa include Heath Downing from Creston and Hayden Van Meter from Red Oak. Each scholarship awardee is a 4-H member who is exhibited at the Exarban Stock Show and Rodeo in Omaha, and they'll receive $2,000 toward their education. They must be a high school senior and 4-H exhibitor who has participated in the stock show for 3 or more years. The scholars also plan to attend a 2 or 4-year college or university and have expressed interest in pursuing a career related to agriculture or a non-agriculture career within a rural community. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.